Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to Ramble React. Real Madrid inevitably, but spectacularly, reached the Champions League final yet again. I'm Marcus Speller.
And I'm Vidushan Hantaraja.
Welcome one and all to Ramble React. Oh... Vish, my man, you once said, the house always wins. My goodness. Yeah. My goodness. The scenes at the end of that Real Madrid-Bayern Munich game, it was something else. I mean, what an occasion. Two of Europe's heavyweights going toe-to-toe in a game where one team, if they didn't want penalties, they had to win it on the night. Real Madrid, they won it 2-1. They love a late goal. They love a couple of late goals if they can manage it, and that's what they did. What are your thoughts on what we just witnessed at the Bernabeu?
My thoughts are that VAR is good. Actually, it doesn't take the emotion out of the occasion because the pitch invasion when it was confirmed, Hosslu's second goal,
yeah,
was far bigger than would have been allowed if it flowed through initially. Mad, so mad, so brilliantly mad as well. Like a real enjoyable, enjoyable 90. It was about 120 actually, wasn't it, without actually going into extra time.
Yeah.
But because it was quite cagey first half, and then the second half just erupted really. Yeah, it's stunning. Stunning.
Like I say, these massive games at this part of the season, they're just glorious, aren't they? It's the sense of occasion is quite incredible. And as I say, Real Madrid at home in the Champions League, the competition that they are so synonymous with, this will be their 18th Champions League final, which is remarkable. They're sixth in the last 11 years. And they were walking around with number 15 written on their shirts, for crying out loud. You know, Bellingham said in his post-match interview, you know, since I've come here, they've just been talking about number 15. And the lads were like, yeah, by the way, when we won La Decima, which was the 10th, of course, which had eluded them for, you know, 6 months or whatever it was. You know, they were desperate for it. They went, we won that. And it was all, right, now we're ready for number 11. And then you get the number 13, well, number 40, it just goes on and on and on. But I suppose the only surprise was, because we're not surprised that Real Madrid scored two late goals and they go through, the surprise was it was ex-Stoke City man, Hosolu, who was the hero.
Stoke City and Newcastle as well. You know, I've seen a Hosselu goal live. I'm not joking.
One
genuinely.
To tell the grandchildren.
Yeah, this is not one of those things that gets reverse engineered where, you know, like certain games where it feels like there were 200,000 in the stadium because everyone says they were there. I was there. I saw Hosselu score at St James's Park when he was playing for Newcastle against Liverpool when he got put through on goal. There was no one within 20 yards of him running through. He had the whole goal to aim at. He shot straight at the keeper. The keeper saved it. It rebounded off his knee and into the corner. And there was a little bit of that in both those goals today, I thought. Incredible. Absolutely mad. Especially given that the first goal comes about through Manuel Neuer's error, having been flawless throughout the game up to that point. Definitely. And then the second was just like proper striker's play. Because when they were showing the replay and you see, I think it was Pavlovic who was at the back post who was the deepest man. Like, there were a couple of others playing Rudiger on side, for example. But he was pinning him down to keep everyone on side. Yeah. And then when Pavlovic goes in, he doesn't even go back with him. But because of the angle on Rudiger's cross through to him, they eventually adjudged that it was in line. And it's kind of mad. It's so, so wild. Look at the man's Wikipedia page. Look at the teams he's played for. And this, I tweeted the period where he was at Stoke and then Newcastle within, you know, 3-4 years.
Consecutive relegations, I think.
Yeah. And someone replied to me when I put up a tweet of that little period in his career with Bojan's you know, list of clubs. Yeah. And he was like, Bojan's done it the other way. He had all the flair up top and then, you know, stunk it out at the end. And you, it kind of makes you think, what would be a deal with the devil? Would you want it front-loaded or would you want it like Hosselu? And I think you'd want it like Hosselu, wouldn't you?
Oh, man. I mean, he's 34 years old.
He's a Real Madrid Academy graduate as well.
He has, yeah. Good scorer for Real Madrid B back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, it just goes to show everybody that you can work your way up. And he has played for, I mean, before this spell at Real Madrid, he was on their books, but you know, hardly played at all. But he is on loan, though. He is actually on Espanyol's books. Of course, Espanyol in the city of Barcelona. And he's, a 34-year-old who's on loan from Espanyol, whose previous club to Espanyol was Alaves, if you remember them, of course. It's beyond fairy tale stuff, I think. He's the man that they look to, among others, to come on and try and change the game. And he's the type of player that they didn't really have on the pitch. You know, that kind of more kind of, I suppose, a little bit more of a typical striker, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, but they bring him on to change the game when they're like, oh, fuck it, just put a big lad up top. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he's not going to, like, Camavinga, in terms of the subs they brought on, Camavinga, Modric, you know, Camavinga, who does everything the speed that Vinicius does it, but in central midfield. Modric, who, you know, don't need to say too much about, is just the legend of the game. And then they pulled the last lever. Sorry, Barcelona. They pulled the last lever and they were like, big man, fine. Just get in there. Just make a nuisance of yourself. And
he
nailed it. Yeah, it was remarkable. It's fascinating contrasting it to, say, the performance of PSG last night, specifically Mbappe, who tried and tried and failed and failed. And then Vinicius, who was the best player on the pitch and was proving it every 5 minutes, and then has his worst shot that Neuer fluffs and Hosselu's there being a nuisance.
It's incredible. Yeah, I mean, if you're a Bayern Munich fan, you'll think to yourself, my goodness, what a chance that was. But then, lads, don't beat yourselves up. This is Real Madrid. Of course they're going to score late goals and do it. This is the hallmark of this side, isn't it? They never know when they're beaten. And you can't underestimate the influence Carlo Ancelotti's had over this side. There was an article all about this in The Athletic this week about how Ancelotti, he is one of the greats. He is one of the greats when it comes to management, just because of what he's done, the trophy haul and so on. But it's the sense of calm that he brings, which is so vitally important. And you can't divorce that from the late goals that Real Madrid score. And look, they get an enormous slice of luck. Manuel Neuer, who's one of the great goalkeepers of our time, makes a shocking error. But the fact is they were there to pounce and they've gone through. But Carlo Ancelotti, the whole time, he's calm. And it's, lads, you know what you're doing. Bellingham and a number of players who have played under Bellingham already knows this. He says, just go and play your games. And obviously he's surrounded by quality. But there's more to it than that, because you said about Ancelotti when they went through against Manchester City, totally different type of performance to tonight. And of course, because it had to be. And you said that Vinicius Junior and all these great players, Ancelotti has got them doing the kind of defensive doggies that Mourinho used to get Samuel Eto'o and co into doing. They all buy into it. They all go for it because they know Ancelotti, when he speaks, they listen. And when he says, this is what we're doing, they go, right, you are. Because most of the time when they're playing in La Liga, it is go out and enjoy yourselves, lads. They knew they were going to have more of it tonight against Bayern. They had to be aware of Bayern on the break. But again, that sense of calm gets them over the line and has done repeatedly. So there has to be something in that. There absolutely has to be.
Well, they, you know, it's when they went 2-1 up and there was still 10 minutes to go in injury time, yeah. They basically reverted to that, didn't they? Yeah. They basically went, right, we have to fight and claw to keep hold of this. And yeah, it was, I mean, it was staggering, really. And yeah, at the same time, we've got to talk about Thomas Tuchel's substitutions.
Well, yeah, I couldn't believe he took Harry Kane off. The reason for, I thought this could still go to penalties.
Oh no, no, no. I thought that was a great move. I thought he should have taken him off after an hour.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Let him rest up. Just, you know, this is quite a stressful game, isn't it? A lot of tackles flying around. Just sit him down.
I see. We should say that Thomas Tuchel he took off Musiala and Harry Kane with about 5 minutes to go. So he set up shop there to go, right, we're going to defend.
Five minutes which became 20 minutes.
Yeah, right. Well, and he should know that. But he'd already taken off Sané after 76 minutes, which, again, I did think to myself, when he did that, even then I thought, okay, because Real Madrid were always going to go forward and there was always going to be a little bit open. They were going to be a little bit open at the back.
Yeah.
And in fact, Bayern had a glorious opportunity on the break where, for a moment, it looked like they had about 3-on-1.
It was 3-on-1, and it was literally the next play after he'd taken off Kane and Musiala.
Yeah.
Now, Musiala, I think, couldn't continue anyway, uh-huh. But are you telling me Kane's not going to make a better pass than Müller does there, or just make a, you know, have a, be a better option further forward than Konrad Leimer or Pavlovic? Like, that was it right there. And he must have known. You know, we're obviously being wise after the event here, but I wonder when he sees that and he turns and sees Kane and Musiala on the bench with Sané sat next to him, he's probably thinking, this is the kind of place and this is the kind of occasion where you can rue stuff like that.
Yeah, and it was the 38-year-old Luka Modric, by the way, who got back and defended.
He'd been on for 10 minutes. This was going on the WhatsApp group. Oh, he's twice as old as Pavlovic, and he got back. Yeah, he's been on for 10 minutes.
He's 38, which is a pensioner.
He's not an invalid.
Well, it was such a great chance. And I suppose the only thing you'd say in Tuchel's defence is maybe those players were exhausted, and a number of times before that, Kane included, their final pass had been pretty terrible
throughout the
game.
Yeah.
You know, there was time. Now, I understand that they drew some saves from the keeper, Musiala did, Kane did, and so on. But the amount of times that Bayern had the ball in promising areas and they didn't make the most of it. Real Madrid, look, the better team have gone through. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
However, Bayern will come off that pitch, and not just because of the late goals, although obviously that's going to add to it massively. They'll come off that pitch thinking, what an opportunity. What an opportunity. Because Real Madrid had missed a few chances early on. Bayern looked fairly solid in defence, and Neuer had, you know, was having a great game up until that error. But Bayern had their opportunities. There was one in the first half where Musiala... it was Gnabry, for crying out loud, who he didn't shoot, he didn't cross, he wasn't too sure what he did. Then he would soon go off. But actually, funnily enough, actually on that, I thought Alphonso Davies came on and provided some lovely chaotic energy. And of course, scored a great goal.
Yeah, that was quite an interesting point, because what would the option? The other option would have been to bring on Thomas Muller, wouldn't it? Which is
no chance. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Not at that stage of the game.
No, exactly. Yeah, but no, he did brilliantly. I kind of wondered actually how it would go in terms of, you know, it's not often you see a left winger who's left footed. And, you know, vice versa.
Well, that's why he confused, was it Rudiger who he did? Because he goes in on his weaker foot and then rifles the ball into the corner. And that's the thing.
Beauty. His first goal in the Champions League, by the way.
And a lot of people saying, you know, he is going to move to Real Madrid, so maybe they'll play him a bit further up the pitch. But what I liked about what Davis did...
Yeah, struggling for options, aren't they?
What I liked about Davis, though, he had a shot earlier. It was like, do you know what? I'm just going to be a bit more direct here. I'm going to set my stall out. And that's what he did well. But going back to the point, you know, Bayern, again, on the break, are a handy side, as are Real Madrid. You know, obviously, in the first leg, Madrid showed how good they are on the break. And this is what we've come to expect. But Bayern, with Kane as that central focus point of their attack, they just didn't make the most of it. And Kane again, I mean, I know he technically gets an assist, you know, it was a nice enough pass over to Davis, but and Kane did okay. I mean, he didn't have much to go on, but even old Harry's passing wasn't brilliant in that final third.
No,
but I am gutted for Harry Kane, because when he goes off the pitch with 5 minutes to go, he's thinking to himself, do you know what, we are so close, a final at Wembley against a team who are inferior to us. And then it's just whisked away in the blinking of a Hosseloo eye.
Yeah, he walks off thinking, I've played one Champions League final before on one ankle. Yeah. Probably shouldn't have started. Regret it forever. Yeah. You know, my home club, what might have been. But this will be it. This will be it. Wembley. Yeah. How nice is Wembley? I've scored so many goals there. And then he sees essentially a meme score a brace. It's remarkable.
And up the other end, Chippo Moting was never going to get a goal, was he? It's all about the ex-Stoke boys.
Incredible, like, casting call of former Premier League teams on the field at any one point. You got West Brom.
Yeah, indeed. I should say, to be fair to old Chippo Moting, he has scored big goals in the Champions League, and he is a regular in the latter stages of the Champions League just before anybody feels like tweeting us.
Speaking of tweets, I had a quick search for Harry Kane. I hope he's. I would not advise him to do that.
It's gut. What has he got to do? The best news for him would have been if Xabi Alonso had left by Leverkusen.
Yeah.
He's like, oh man, I'm gonna. He thought to himself, you know what? I'll do 2 years at Bayern. He's got a young family. His wife has fairly recently given birth and all that. I could do two seasons in Bayern. Maybe win a couple of trophies, something like that. Xabi Alonso, I'm going to stay next season. Oh man, sorry love, but we're going to have to stay here for 3 or 4 years. I think I need this. I cannot leave this country trophyless, for crying out loud.
Sorry love. What? Yeah, Paris. It is Paris. Yeah. Just to get be closer to home, won't it? It'd just be a bit closer to home. Take the Eurostar.
Yeah.
Commute.
Yeah. So I've now got Rangers and Celtic on the table. It's just like, oh man, I can't. Aberdeen have done what? They've got Sir Alex back. Like, honestly, I've genuinely...
Test cricket for Australia, anything.
Oh man, he's we've got to win the Euros just for him, surely. Oh, dearie me.
Maybe we shouldn't pick him.
Ivan Tony with the trophy. I don't know.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stressors can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Hi, I'm Danny Welbeck, and you're listening to the Football Ramble.
But, of course, in the final, it will be Real Madrid versus Borussia Dortmund.
I mean, come on.
Should Dortmund even bother? Vish, how do you think it's going to go? By the way, just as I say, Real Madrid, they don't lose. They haven't lost a Champions League or European Cup final since, I think it was 1981. And they've been in a fair few since. Spanish teams in general have an unbelievably good record in European finals, with Real Madrid and Sevilla obviously being two of the big ones, Barcelona as well. The only time that they lose finals is Atletico Madrid when they play Real Madrid, for crying out loud. You know, even Villarreal beat your Manchester United. Sorry to remind you of that again.
No, it's fine.
But, you know, it happened, so it wasn't my fault. But you've got the Spanish thing, you've got the Real Madrid thing, but that sense of collective unit that they have under Ancelotti is remarkable.
Yeah, just the thing on, like, I suppose, Real Madrid's pedigree in the Champions League. Nacho.
Yep.
He's only played 24 times for Spain. He's got 5 Champions League winners medals.
He loves it, doesn't he? They can't get enough of it. It is incredible. If I was Harry Kane, I'd be saying to Jude, come on, put a word in for me. Can I touch it? I'll take a pay cut. I'll sit on the bench. I'll be the Mateo Kovacic.
That's probably what he's thinking. He's there, legitimately looking at Hossolu and be like, I'm better than him. Come on.
Yeah, it is absolutely stunning stuff. But yeah, they will be playing Jadon Sancho's Borussia Dortmund on the 1st of June at Wembley. Jude Bellingham against his former club at the home of football. And Bellingham, I mean, speaking of Bellingham, he looked quite emotional at the end of the game. Like, he totally gets it. You know, he's not been at Real Madrid long, for crying out loud. He's only been there a season. They've already won La Liga, and they won it in the end at a bit of a canter. They've got plenty of time to kind of rest up and go again for this final. But the sense of occasion, again, he just breathes it all in. He gets it. And even when he was asked by Rio Ferdinand about the club that he would have, you know, would you have rather it be another side than Dortmund? I'm quite sure the answer would probably be yes to that. But I don't think he'd be worried at all about it. But even then, in among that emotion where he looked like he was nearly going to shed a tear, and it's right after the final whistle, by the way, that this interview happens. Even then, in among all that, at the age of, what is he, 12 or something, you know, he still gives like a perfect, almost like Tony Blair-esque politician's answer.
Why did you say Tony Blair?
Don't have a go at Tony. He's suffered enough.
Yeah, what has he ever done?
apart from that, he did pretty. I know you prefer the current Lotfish, but anyway, back to Bellingham. Sorry, he just gives this perfect answer, this perfect Mandela-esque answer, and
he don't do the voice. Do not do the voice.
Oh dear.
You were going to do it. You thought about doing it, didn't you? There was a little part of you where you're like, well, it's nearly 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I can get away with doing the voice.
Look, they said to him, did you ever think you weren't going to go through? And he said, oh, no. No, I didn't. It's as close as you're getting.
The thing about Bellingham, like, today was quite an interesting game, wasn't it? Because he's very, when it's really congested, he's very like five-a-sidey, isn't he? Like you can tell he's shifting. You can't actually even really see it on TV, but he'll kind of shift around two players
who are
jostling for the ball, and he'll keep it and then give it to someone close by.
He does like a shift.
And then at the end, you know, he was grafting after every ball. He was putting in tackles. It was like. You know, I know we've joked about it many times in terms of the makeup of these Champions League teams, but it was a very English performance from him, like a kind of a quintessentially, you know, it was a caricature of like bustling English midfielder.
Yeah. Well, and that is, as I said, when Dortmund went through against PSG on Wednesday's ramble, it is the cheat code this year in the Champions League to have an Englishman in your side. Bayern went too much. Obviously, too many Englishmen. Spoil the broth. You just got to have one. You've got to have one. And that's what will carry you through. I'm quite sure that Jude Bellingham will win the first placed medal for the Champions League this season. But you do know, don't you? You really do know.
Marco Royce there, 24 hours after having... Oh, it's the perfect sign-off for an incredible career.
But look, we Real Madrid are going to be in London. And are we going to welcome them? Maybe not with open arms, because they have disrespected Harry Kane and Eric Dier. But
we can doorstep them. Do you apologise to Harry Kane when they walk out of Heathrow?
Yeah, maybe. Turning our attention to Thomas Tuchel, if we may. It's a shame for him that he will end his time in this season with Bayern Munich trophyless. And that's one of the reasons why he's going to be moving on, of course. I mean, it would be Thomas Tuchel-esque if he'd have delivered them the Champions League final and said, there you go, but I'm off and I'll take the trophy with me. But that's not happening. But Tuchel was asked about a potential return to the Premier League, and he said, I'd rather not answer, but it's no secret that I loved it at Chelsea. I loved it in England, and I loved it in the Premier League for sure. It was a very special time in England. Would you fancy him as Manchester United manager?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But it would be quite... For the ramble's sake, you'd prefer it if it was Jose Mourinho, wouldn't you? Or David
Moyes. You keep saying this. I support the team. I don't support the ramble. I'm on the ramble.
Oh, I see.
I don't
it's
approve
work,
of
not
it.
Pleasure. Is that what you're saying?
I don't approve of it, but I'm on it.
We're not an arms dealer, for crying out loud.
Well, I'm just saying, you're the one who keeps mentioning Tony Blair. I'm kind of wondering where this is going.
Come on. No, but Tuchel going to Manchester United would be an absolute coup for them, surely.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, if you look at the managers that are available at the moment and the jobs that are free as well, like it's very much like United in the transfer market in terms of you're not going to get the cream of the crop. Mm. You have to try and kind of, you know, I suppose hustle behind the scenes and try and get as good a person as you can get. Now, obviously, on the transfer side of things, they've not done that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to a manager, I think, yeah, like they'd be mad to say no to Thomas Tuchel, yeah. Mm.
Well, you heard it here first, everybody. They would be mad to say no to him, because clearly Thomas Tuchel is saying yes. If you're a big Premier League side, he is up for it. That's it. Bayern are out, and Real Madrid march on to the Champions League final at Wembley. Surely they will get number 15 But who knows, everybody? That is the beauty about football. You don't always know, although this time I think we do. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. Join myself and Luke on Thursday for Lions Watch, where the aforementioned Jude Bellingham will get another mention, of course. In the meantime, find us on X, TikTok, Instagram and YouTube at Football Ramble and follow us on Spotify. Thank you very much, Vish.
Thank you.
And thank you, Real Madrid and Bayern, for serving us up a footballing feast. See you soon, everybody.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
The Championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real Championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.